17, Mishnah 3, Achoresh Milatimia. If he plows over a pit full of bones. So these are cases where he will not create a base pras, and explains the Kaati that the sages instituted this law only where the bones came from a grave. And the reason being, because this is the usual way in which the problem arises. But no one would ever plow over a pit full of bones anyway. No one does that. And so they never instituted the penalty in that case over there. Mitzviras ha'atzamos, or a pile of bones, similar kind of scenario, a pile of bones. Mi sade she'avar ha'kever b'socha, a field in which a grave was lost. So there was definitely a grave in the vicinity, but they've forgotten the location over there. And explains that the reason being that there's a double doubt over there. Maybe he plowed over the grave, or maybe not. And even if he did, maybe he carried a bone, or maybe he didn't. And whenever there's a double doubt like that, so we always go lenient in these double doubt cases. Or shenimtza ba'kever, or they found a grave in which they found a grave. So at the time he was plowing, they didn't know there was a grave over there, and then later they found a grave over there. So here's where we see that the rabbis instituted primarily as a penalty. And in this case over here, since he didn't know at the time he was plowing that there was a grave in the field over there, so it doesn't make a base pras. And he adds over here that the penalty was to deter other plowmen from careless behavior near graves. But where the plowman had no prior knowledge of the grave, penalty would be pointless. There's no point in punishing him. So they didn't implement it in that case over there.
He obviously knew there was a grave.
In all of the other cases, he knew there was a grave. It's not a grave was lost there, yeah. Which is an interesting line. Right. Achores esh'eino shelo, so too, if someone plows land which is not his, so then you can't forbid the land, because that's like punishing the landowner. It's not punishing you. So in that case, it won't make a base apras. Next case, v'chein nochri shecharash, or if a non-Jew plowed the land, eino ose base pras. It also doesn't make a base pras. She'ein base pras lekutiyim, because the base apras concept does not even apply to Kutim, right? The Kutim, you remember, were those deviant Jews, he calls them over here. They converted, and it was not clear exactly the reason for their conversion, so they weren't. So it doesn't apply to a non-Jew. The penalty only applied to a Jew plowing his field.